come to him as a child, receive the renewing of our minds, and then trust that our Heavenly Father, who is infinitely wise, infinitely mercy, infinitely loving, in his best will, with his best intentions, with his best knowledge and mercy and grace, will do what's the very best for us. There's nothing better than that. It's pretty much all I had to share with you tonight, but I would like to pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us so many accounts in your word of people being healed and raised off of deathbeds and sick beds and even being raised from the dead. Thank you that we can trust that you are so wise and that you love us, that we can forgive those who have hurt us, and that we can use that and embrace that and grow closer to you and have our minds transformed by you, Lord. I pray for everyone here that needs to be healed, physically ill, they may be suffering with pain. Lord, they may be suffering from emotional pain or some baggage in their life that has just haunted them for their whole life. Oh, Lord, I just pray for complete healing. Lord, forgive us when we fail thee. Lord, we know that you are so quick to forgive us. We just come to you, Lord. Please help us to search our own heart and to know if there is anything that we need to hand over to you and let you take any bitterness, any anger out of our lives, any darkness out of our minds and our hearts. Oh, Lord, thank you for Jesus. By Jesus' blood, we just pray for complete healing for everyone that needs it, Lord. Please help us to have the boldness to come and the innocent faith to come as a child to you and to be strong to ask you and then to receive what you have for us. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen.